The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 2, 1973, in Los Angeles.
What is the fact between Gurmi, Jaini, Yogi and Bhakti?
Karmi wants to enjoy the gross senses. Jnani wants to enjoy a subtle mind, mental speculation. Yogi wants to manipulate the universe, mystic powers.
Material power.
And a devotee has no material desires. Yes.
And unless one is actually desireless, he cannot be happy. The karmic jnani, yogi, they are all full of desires. Therefore, they are unhappy. Karmis are the lowest of the unhappy. Jnani is a little advanced. Yogis are a little more advanced. And the perfection is the hope, the goal. Siddhi kami shakali asham. Mukti means karmi. And mukti means jnani. Siddhi. Astasiddhi, magic power, mystic power, that is called siddhi. Those who are practicing yoga, if they are actually yogis, they can have astasiddhi. Anima logima, smaller than the smallest. Heavier than the heaviest. Mahima. Prapti. They can get anything they like. A yogi can get, suppose if you want a pomegranate from Kabul, he'll get anything. Yes. That is yogi. As if he's snatching from the tree, fresh. Prapti siddhi, ishita. They can force their influence upon anyone. Ishita, vashita. Yogis can hypnotize you. As he'll say, he'll act. As he'll say, he'll act. The yogis do that. They take something nonsense. Now take gold, and he'll think it is gold. Just like magician do.
Hypnotist.
They create heaps of money. The magician, I've seen it. All false.
Like in the Bhagavatam, Arjun said, like, money created by...
Yes. Prapti siddhi. Now we are flying by aeroplane. A yogi can fly without any instrument. As Dudbhasamani, he went, even Vaikuntha Loka. Not Vaikuntha Loka, within this planet. There is one planet where Shetaddi, Lord Vishnu, lives. He went and saw Lord Vishnu personally. He requested him to save him. He refused, no. I cannot. To go to Amrish Maharaj, beg pardon of him. If he pardons, then he listens. So to a devotee, innocent devotee, he had to fall down on his lotus feet. Please send him. So what is the power of yogi? Hare Krishna.
Pure devotee is more merciful than Krishna.
What is that?
Is the pure devotee, is more merciful than Krishna?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because Vishnu could not excuse him, but as soon as he came to Maharaj Ambarish, fell down, and you take all my assets of past activities. You be saved immediately. That is Vishnu. When he back, Maharaj Ambarish, you save me, I mean. Yes, you take all my pious activities, result. You be saved. Immediately. That is the word. Vishnu refused, no, I cannot give you protection. Therefore, he is more merciful. Although he was attacked, he was harassed. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna is merciful. Let them enjoy. I don't want to kill you. Krishna says, you must kill. You must kill. Why you are deviating from your path? You must kill. Therefore, he taught him Bhagavad Gita just to induce him to kill. But he was merciful. No, they have done so much wrong to me, never mind. They are my relatives. I excuse. I don't want to fight. Yeah. It is Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is more merciful than Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna wanted to see them all killed because they are, I want to say, offended to the devotee. Last time Krishna says, Arjuna, you fight or not fight. It is already settled. They will not go going back home. They will be killed here. If you like, you take the credit. That's all. It is already settled. Then Arjuna has to, that my Lord is so persistent, why shall I resist him? All right, I'll do.
You are more merciful than any of them, Prabhupada. You have come to the Western countries.
Yes, Vaishnava, if one man is real Vaishnava, just like, see, Jesus Christ. It is said that he took everyone's sin, and he was crucified. How much merciful he is, you see. But this rascal taken that let us go on committing sinful activities, and Christ has taken contract. He will suffer, and we shall do this. Such rascal. You see. They say that our Christianity is so good that even we commit sinful acts, and Christ will suffer. We shall not suffer.
I was reading yesterday in the Newsweek that now the priests, they are dating with women and having sex.
They must have, because they have no spiritual knowledge. Anyone who has, who is not spiritually advanced, he cannot avoid the sex.
He said yesterday, Adanta Gopi.
Yes. big yogis, they fell victim to sex. Vishwamitra Muni, many others. So worried. He was meditating within the water. And some fish just, what is called, licked out. His gender.
Copulating.
Copulating? Yes. He had sex with her. This itching sensation. Kanyane nakarayo riva dukkha dukkham. Kanyana means itching. Actually, it is itching. Shastra says it is Kundyanam. Kundyanam means itching. It's scratching, itching.
Only one scientist.
Hare Krishna. Idam nipun shastra prashastra shava. Feeling all right?
Yes.
How's it delivery?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to know the... So there are five kinds of air, material air, and the spirit soul is floating in the five kinds of air. I want to know this different functional activities of the five kinds of air.
Yes, that also we have made. There are five kinds of air. Pan, apan, like that. By the yogis, by breathing exercise, they control the five kinds of air. So that also we admit.
No, the scientists, they don't understand the five kinds of air.
They do not know so many things, but they will understand. Because they do not understand, therefore it has to be rejected. They are fools, what do they understand? Superfluous. Simply, they see something outward. Just like they see the tree. But what do they understand about the seed? What do they understand? The tree is coming from the seed. What do they understand about the seed? They see the tree, that's all. Like a child sees the tree, the big tree. But intelligent man sees the seed.
They also see that the embryo is remained dormant.
That's how, it is made, that they do not know. How subtle things are being done. That is their ignorance. They do not know subtle things. Simply gross manifestation attracts their attention, that's all. Jaradrishti, it is called Jaradrishti, materiality. No Sukhadrishti. Every field, they have no finer introspection. Simply gross. They deal with gross things. Just like the same example, here is a tree, but it is a fact, this tree has grown from a small seed. How do they know about the seed? How it is manufactured? How it has got the potency of bringing out such a big tree? Not only that, in that tree there will be millions of fruits, and each fruit there will be millions of seed, and each seed contains again millions of trees. Where is your science? Where is your potency?
Is the seed conscious plant?
That is another thing. Everything is conscious. First of all, even gross manifestation, we cannot understand. What to speak of? Consciousness, that is different. According to our philosophy, everything has got consciousness. Just like this tree has got consciousness.
Scientists also said that they have consciousness.
But this tree's consciousness and my consciousness is different. My consciousness is developed. If you pinch on my body, my consciousness will be immediately protesting. But if you cut, it will not protest. The consciousness is dependent. So, there is nothing which has no consciousness, but it is a question of degree. It is a question of degree. The more the consciousness is covered, it is called material. The more the consciousness is developed, it is called spirit. That is the difference between matter and spirit.
Prabhupada, is that a verse in the Gita that Nitya Sarva Satyasthanam?
Huh?
That verse in the Bhagavad Gita, living beings are everywhere?
Yes, Karabhaga. Nityasthanu acharayam. Seeds are everywhere. Just like they're trying to come out from this. He'll find some kind of fracture. Grass is coming. As soon as there is opportunity, they want to express the consciousness. Those who fall down, kine punne puna martaro kang visanti, they come with water, rainwater. Falls down in the ground and become grass, then gradually evolution.
Boy, it's terrible.
Yeah. Avrama bhavana lokan punaravat. How subtle laws are working, what do they know? The scientists. Therefore, their so-called knowledge is maya aparita jnana. Actual knowledge is taken by maya. They are thinking, I am very learned, very scholar. But actual knowledge is taken. Maya aparita jnana. Why? Asuri bhava. They won't accept God. Therefore, they are all fools. In spite of all these degrees, they are all fools. Therefore, they cannot explain everything very nicely. In future, we shall see.
They are saying that we are beginning to learn more and more.
Yes, that means that we are full. While you are in the process of learning, that means you are full. Say directly that you are full. That is gentlemanly. You do not know, still you pose it. We are scholar, we are scientist. Give us Nobel Prize. You see? This guy. We don't want Nobel Prize. We are giving the topmost knowledge. We don't anchor at the Nobel Prize. But they give false knowledge and hankering after Nobel Prize, you see. Their real aim is how to get the Nobel Prize by cheating. That is their real aim.
Yes.
But how an educated man, learned man will cheat? So therefore my Guru Maharaj used to say that this modern human society, or always, it is the society of the cheaters and the cheated. Somebody is cheating and somebody is cheater, and they are combined together to make a so-called civilization.
Prabhupada, you know the scientist you quoted in Easy Journey?
Huh?
You quoted an article from the newspaper in Easy Journey about the two scientists who were studying antimatter?
Yes.
Well, about a year ago, another scientist came forward and he charged that those two scientists actually stole the knowledge from him. They were working with him and they stole it to win Nobel Prize.
There are many scientists like that. Just like this Marconi. He stole the knowledge from Dr. Jagadish Chandra Bose. You know that?
No, I have heard this.
Yeah. Jagadish Chandra, I was present. He said that this man cheated me. I talked with him. Next morning he published the theory.
What, radio?
No, in those days. Newspaper. Because both of them are friends, scientists. They talked. And he took the clue, immediately published the theory.
Which theory was that?
That Marconi wireless.
Wireless.
Yeah. Telegraph.
Radio.
Yes, radio.
Radio.
That was Jagadish Chandra Bose's discovery. But the government will not give the credit to the Indians. Because Jagadish Chandra Bose happened to be Indian. These Britishers, they are so much envious. Therefore, they will never admit that Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago. They'll bring all within the Christian period.
Yes.
Yes.
That is their asking.
We went to a college and gave a class last week where the professor was saying that the Bhagavad Gita is only 2,000 years old.
And they'll not accept it.
One stupid guy was saying that there is some footage in the Bhagavad Gita from the book of John.
Huh?
One stupid person, I one made him.
That is another question. Kapo charge.
But how about the heart transplant? Hmm? So the spirit soul is within the heart.
Uh-huh.
But when in the medical science nowadays, the old heart can be replaced by a new one.
Uh-huh.
So what happens with the spirit soul with the
old
one?
That does not mean that new ones will increase their duration of life. That is our challenge.
But the personality is changed?
No.
Why not?
Why change? Suppose if I sit from this chair to this chair. Why I am changed? I can change my seat. It does not mean I am changed.
But
the
heart also.
Huh?
The heart can change.
The heart is seat, sitting place.
But the new heart had the spirit soul from the...
Spirit soul, new or old, there is. But if you can prove by changing the heart, you can increase the duration of life, then you can catch the spirit soul.
That's what I'm able to do.
And that is their nonsense.
None of them have lived very long.
Huh? No, they cannot be. Because by karmana, by superior arrangement, karmana, you have got this body. So you have to live within this body certain age. So if you change the body new, that doesn't mean you prolong your life. That is not that.
So
it is the duration of life that is considered. They are thinking by changing the heart, they will increase the duration of life. That is not for sure.
So it is some sort of artificial transmigration?
Yes, like that. That transmigration thing that is already explained Bhagavad Gita. It's like baby becomes a child becomes a boy becomes pure. Like that. Transmigration is going on continually. This is another type of transmigration. So it is a fact that by changing the heart, the duration is not...
No, most of them have just... They've lived very short times.
Yes, months.
But is it is it a fact that the soul is transplanted from one body to another body?
Huh? That can be that. Yes.
Your heart...
Sometimes
they do.
Yogis, they can perform a better body, he transplants himself into that body. Shankaracharya did it. Yes.
What they do, though, they wait till someone's dying or dead, and immediately after they die, they take the heart of somebody who has a weak heart, they transplant it, change the heart.
There is no benefit.
But that does not mean that the soul from the old heart or the new heart is being changed into the new body. The soul's already left. Right?
Yeah. as I told yesterday, that dead body has got the ingredients to produce life.
Yes.
But that the man who has left his body, he cannot produce it. That is the proof of individual. That is the proof of individual.
Saying that they transplant the heart after the first man, his soul has already gone, then they take his heart and put it into the other man who has a weak heart. So all it means is that the soul is going from one heart to another heart.
Yes.
Not that the soul, that they're taking the soul with it when they put the heart in.
He is destined to live in that body for a certain year. So you may change whatever is left.
Yeah.
The heart is just an instrument,
yes.
A machine.
It is a place.
Now it's very clear.
Karmana Devanatre. Jantar Deha Upapatta. There is superior overlooking. That is Krishna. Anuvanta Upadrashta. Upadrashta Anuvanta.
One man, Dr. Weiberg from South Africa, he was the first successful heart transplant. So as soon as he got out of the hospital, he started drinking and having sex life. He was saying, how wonderful science is, it can prolong my enjoyment. Then he died about a year later.
That is material life. As soon as they get some opportunity, they'll have sex. That is the only. Janamaituna adi grihame edisuka. Here the only happiness is sex. Otherwise, they are working so hard like asses. Why? Only for that sex. The only aim is I'll enjoy sex at night. That is the only. Janamaitana, it is stated in the Bhagavad. Janamaitana adi grihame di sukham me sukham. They are attracted to the most abominable thing, sex life. Sukham. Sukham means very abominable, very insignificant. The position of the sex, how nasty it is. That is stated in Bhagavad. When a woman comes to serve you, you must know it is covered well. As soon as you fall down, then you are finished. Ityatma ghatam grihanda kupam vanangatu jad harimasai. Therefore, in the Vedic system, first brahmacharya, become brahmacharya. Learn how to avoid sex, celibacy. That is the first instruction. And if you are completely unable, all right, get yourself married. Otherwise, there is no need of sex life. Why? Why one should have sex life?
Then how to continue this?
So why would you continue? You finish it. This condemned world, where it is simply suffering. Why should you continue it?
Because that is the laws of nature.
No. Laws of nature, if you want. If you want to be condemned, then laws of nature is there. Otherwise, laws of nature is teaching you how to become Krishna conscious. This is foolish. Foolish business is to make you lawful. If you become lawful, there is no question of police. There is no question of police law.